to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live here in the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Wednesday, the 6th of February, 2008. Is this disease ever going to stop? I have since discovered that there are actually two different types of flus going on out there simultaneously. So you've got your... Oh, and there's also colds going around that are just almost as deadly as this flu is. And I am really shocked. Well, no, I'm not shocked. You're not hearing about this on the national news. I was talking to Robbie Noel of The Flip Side, which airs on this network 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's Central Time.
On this Wesley Snipes...
I got Herzog in my ear for some reason. there's a full-blown epidemic going on out there in Arizona. But strangely enough, nobody is talking about it. I guess they won't stop. I guess to displace the headlines for Britney Spears, I guess we got to have bodies in the streets. Very interesting things going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have in the second hour Bill from... Geez, I don't know what state he's from. I think he's from Tennessee. He's a Ron Paul guy. He's got some interesting information, so he'll be calling in the second hour. And if my newfound dentist is out of the office, I'd like to say hi to Dr. Bob. Just got out of his office a few minutes ago. How you doing, Dr. Bob? At any rate, a lot of good things going on, but a lot of bad things. Rumor has it here, I was just talking to my engineer, there's been a lot of activity going on with internet connections and interrupt us, and especially in the Middle East. And he said, you know, this weekend it's going to be a moonless, I guess, Friday or Saturday. What better time to launch an attack? Now, we've pretty much kept you up to speed here with the goings-on and why we're really fighting the wars over the Middle East. But Capitol Hill Blue... I'm going to see if I can pull the story up. I had it on my laptop. Unfortunately, I didn't turn the laptop off, and the battery died. So hopefully I can scare this story up. Capitol Hill Blue, which is the kind of the tabloid of the political papers in Washington, D.C. You know, it's it would be like us out here in, if you want to call it normal land, at the impulse buy section at your local grocery store. You know, it'd be like picking up the Inquirer. You know, but people do it. And from time to time, the Inquirer does run some true stories, but, of course, you have to weed through the aliens actually slept with Ross Perot. I had stories to get to them. But at any rate, having said all that, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll get into the activities that have been going on, stepping back on planet Earth from my little hiatus of my disease. Hopefully, folks, and I'm serious, if you get this flu... Do not mess around with it. Do not try to play Superman. It literally can kill you. So please, you folks out there, take very good care. You find somebody that's got this, that's living in your house, lock them in the basement. No, just kidding. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Capitol Hill Blue, which is operated by Doug Thompson. And if you want to know where the story came from about George Bush in the Oval Office screaming at three people, and this was over the issue of prisoners, Guantanamo Bay, how things are being handled, violations of the Geneva Convention ad nauseum. He was the one that reported that George Bush referred to the Constitution as just a GD piece of paper. Having said that, in Capitol Hill Blue, story ran, the real reason we are in Iraq, and as I said, a lot of the politicians don't read the polished garbage. That's what they're in practice. And that's what they do in Washington. So they read papers and the website like Capitol Hill Blue to find out what's really going on, because obviously they don't have a clue. And if they do, well, they're bought and sold and paid for. The real reason we are in Iraq, as sad as it may seem, rather than the abject failure, I'm now beginning to believe that Bush and his cabal's plan in the Middle East have actually been a resounding success from their point of view. For their apparent collective stupidity has resulted in continued turmoil in the Middle East, which, in turn, allows the government of Israel to continue its decades of racism, apartheid, and hegemony in the region. What's more, Mr. Bush's continued failure to win the peace in Iraq and Afghanistan has virtually guaranteed that our troops will now be there for decades. all of which is exactly, an underscore, and it's in capital letters, exactly what the government of Israel wants. For decades, the government of Israel has had both our presidents and our members of the U.S. Congress by the short hairs. Organizations like AIPAC, backed up by the ruthless scare tactics of the Israeli Mossad operating within inside our own borders, have made absolutely sure of that. This, in turn, means that none of what the U.S. is now fighting for in Iraq or Afghanistan has anything to do with finding weapons of mass destruction, bringing democracy to nations whose people haven't a clue as to what the word means, protecting our own national security, or even lowering the price of oil. And he puts in parentheses, or controlling the flow. Rather, I firmly believe our continued presence in Iraq and Afghanistan has everything to do with keeping the developing Muslim world in the Middle East in a constant state of turmoil, so as to underwrite and enable the government of Israel's obsessive need to expand both its borders and its influence in the region. The government of Israel's shameful performance in southern Lebanon in 2006 and its ongoing blockade of the Gaza Strip, all the while dropping cluster bombs and anti-personnel munitions on civilian targets, should leave absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind as to exactly what the Israeli government's real intentions are. In that sense, this is a regional holy war with governments comprised of Christians and Jews, along with their willing allies, seeking nothing short of complete ethnic cleansing a developing Muslim world around Israel. And as for Mr. Bush, himself a fundamental Christian, this turns his illegal wars in Iraq and Afghanistan into endless, holy crusades. This, my friends, is the real reason why our troops are now fighting and dying in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and why they will continue to do so for many, many decades to come. What's more, these ongoing holy wars also guarantee that billions and billions of your and my tax dollars will continue flowing into the coffers of the hopelessly corrupt U.S. defense contractors, along with their various lobbyists and think tanks, not to mention keeping all those campaign contributions flowing into presidential and congressional campaign coffers from the now fully employed defense constituencies back home. It's a win-win for everybody. That is, of course, except for the beleaguered U.S. taxpayer and our brave, mostly young soldiers who are giving their very lives to underwrite such blatant apartheid, shameful collusion, and systematic government corruption. Regardless of who actually caused it, Mr. Bush and the neocons nonetheless used 9/11 as a pretense to invade Afghanistan and then Iraq. And mark my words, sometime before the next presidential election, another manufactured retaliation by the government of Israel against Hezbollah or some other manufactured terrorist attack somewhere else in the world, maybe here in the United States, will be used as Mr. Bush's pretense to then invade the next country on the neocon hit list, meaning Iran. Clearly, the turmoil we've caused in Iraq and Afghanistan is actually working out far better than even the neocons had hoped. It's providing even more cannon fodder than they've ever dreamed they'd have to justify their chicanery to a largely ignorant and therefore easily panicked American public. This, in turn, ensures the president and his willing stooges in the U.S. Congress will continue to underwrite their overall master plan for the USA to eventually rule both the Christian and Muslim worlds as the 21st century global imperial superpower. And he finishes up by saying, sadly, the era of true peace on earth will not come as long as tremendous percentage of yours and my tax dollars continually go to educate men and women in the trades of slaughter to further so-called holy wars of religion-based ethnic cleansing. I could not have put that better myself. CapitolHillBlue.com. And you can find that story specifically on republicbroadcasting.org. That is the truth, folks. That is exactly, and I'm not shocked, but I am pleasantly surprised that Capitol Hill Blue put this out, because it's the truth. You know, and what you're seeing, folks, my God, I don't think anybody could design what we're witnessing going on in this country and what the news medias are feeding us. I don't think, I mean, you would have had to have been a brilliant science fiction or a fiction writer at least to sit and write out these stupid scripts that the American people are sitting there and watching and are going, yeah. And then they turn around and you can just, folks, you can see how effective the propaganda is because people repeat what they're hearing on the news media is almost verbatim. Now, when pressed for, well, how did you come about with that opinion and what are, give me several reasons why you have that opinion, they'll look at you like you're addressing them in a foreign language. They can't think past what their memory has recorded from last night's news broadcast. That's how pathetic things are getting here in this country. People that cannot or will not think for themselves. This is dangerous, folks. You know the difference between a democracy and a republic? I'm sure that you do. Do you know what it takes to keep a republic? It maintains, has to maintain a participatory people in this government and the people that it's supposed to be governing. All right? This is what we have not been doing. We've hired a bunch of mid-level managers that not only have stolen the business, cooked the books, and thrown you off your own property. We are so far in the hole financially that there is absolutely, positively, no way of getting out of this debt. We've racked up a debt of almost $100 trillion in this country. George Bush puts forth his budget for the coming year, $3.1 trillion. For what? Some of the figures that were thrown around, well, he's going to have a balanced budget by 2012. Okay. But we've got a $410 billion deficit this year. Expected next year about the same, $408 to $410 billion. There's almost $1 trillion in the hole next year. Now, let me see. That's 2009. So magically, within 3 years, by 2012, we'll have a balanced budget. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot. You know, I mean, a dyslexic idiot savant with an abacus could probably come up with those kind of figures. I mean, folks, I mean, isn't this getting insane enough? Isn't this getting crazy enough? We're out of control. The spending has put the final nail in our coffin in this country. We now have foreign governments buying into our financial institutions in this country. We've got a major for sale sign plastered all over everything in this country. Because we just don't have any operational funds. We don't have any investment money. Oh, that's right. And a few people in the banking industry got a little, greedy. Oh, yeah, that's fine and dandy. You know, they keep talking to you about the subprime mortgage debacle. And I like that term, debacle, as if it was some kind of little oversight. But they don't talk to you about almost the $750 trillion, with a T, trillion dollar derivatives market out there that is getting ready to explode. Folks, you know, I had a lot of time to think, even though that I was in my feverish dilemma here in the past week or so. I've had a lot of time to think and reflect on things. And I've come to one inescapable conclusion. The inmates have taken over the asylum. If any of this makes any sense of what you see going on in the world today, I'd like to hear about it. Because what I am seeing has no connection to reality whatsoever. None whatsoever. And I am just, I'm blown away. I mean, I will admit that at times I become almost speechless. I'm not mesmerized by this garbage that's being shoveled at me. I am amazed at the ignorance level of the American people and how damned lazy they are that they can't even think for themselves. If they are able to think because of their crappy diets and the fluoridated water that they're drinking, God knows what chemicals they're breathing in the atmosphere here. If they're not totally brain dead, and if they do have a couple of brain cells that can synapse and pass information to each other, it is bizarre, to say the least. Speaking of bizarre, I'm getting a real strange echo here. Mr. Producer, maybe we can fix that during the break. Or maybe it's my head. All right, we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Anybody out there doubt that we're in a police state? You know, I was talking to Robbie Noel, as I indicated earlier this morning, and he was telling me about Border Patrol and Homeland Security out in Arizona. And I do not, I've got to bring up the website, checkpointusa.org, but they've been tracking this stuff. And you know, out in Arizona, they used to have checkpoints for produce, okay, that might be illegally coming into Arizona or coming up from Mexico into Arizona or being transported across Arizona lines. You know, that was one thing. But now the Border Patrol out there are doing, that's right, checkpoints along the roads. They just set up things, and Homeland Security is out there, and Border Patrol is out there. The only problem is, folks, this is like after the proverbial horse has left the barn. Where you need the Border Patrol is on the border to stop them from coming into the country in the first place. I don't know if anybody caught this the other night. I think it was two nights ago on Lou Dobbs. He went head-to-head with somebody that supposedly is a civil rights person from La Raza, of all things. you know, the associated with the people that want to take five states and return it to Mexico because it still belongs to them. And folks, the reason why we're having all these illegals still continuing to pour into this country is because we have a president that doesn't want to seal the border. Why? Well, he's pandering to the corporations and, you know, just to fill the jobs that Americans won't do. I had an interesting experience in local McDonald's, I hate to admit, but their pan-fried burrito or whatever that is, don't get the sauce on it, it's great, at any rate. I walked in there this morning, and there was nobody else in the restaurant except a bunch of managers. And these are managers from around Central Texas, and they were having a little powwow out there. Well, as I was standing at the counter, I looked behind me, and there's one guy, a big Mexican guy, sitting there kind of checking me out real closely. And I'm like, is this guy gay, or what's the deal here? Well, I walked by after I got my order, and I stopped, and I looked at the entire table, and I said, can I ask you a question? I said, I don't mean to interrupt your meeting here, but can I ask you a question? And the regional manager looked at me and says, well, of course. I said, are all your people working in this restaurant here, are these all legal aliens? And they just start looking at each other. And the regional manager looked at me and says, well, yes, they are. And I said, what, illegal or legal? No, we checked their documentation. And I said, really? I said, you know, I said, it's really, really hard to walk into a McDonald's, be talking to somebody behind the counter, and they don't speak a word of English. And I said, and you got to have a shift supervisor or the store manager that happens to be bilingual or maybe Mexican themselves to do the interpretation. I said, you know, I don't like going to places that I have to have interpreters in order to do business. Oh, no, sir, you know, we assure you that we check the veracity of people's documentation. I said, really? I said, well, if you're that good at it, let me know how you do it. I'll have to call Tyson Chicken to let them know how to do it. And you know, it's really bizarre because I don't know if McDonald's realizes this or not, and I'm here to tell you, and if there's any Mickey D's lawyers out there, please sue me. I'd love to get you in a court of law. But there are illegals working in McDonald's all across this country. Before I engaged the regional manager and all their other store managers, I was talking to this nice black woman who was standing behind the counter, and I was quietly talking to her about working around illegals, and she just kind of like smiled and looked the other way. She didn't walk away from me because she was real interested in what I had to say. And she greeted me warmly, and as I left the restaurant, she made sure that she said goodbye. She wanted to be acknowledged that somebody standing on the other side of the counter knew what was going on in her world, behind her counter, in her store. Folks, Mickey D's, I mean, Ray Kroc has got to be spinning in his grave about now. This is not Ray Kroc's idea, Nirvana here in America. And as I told this woman in McDonald's today, I said, you know what? I said, it's great to hire these illegals because you don't work them 40 hours. You work them part-time. There's no benefits. There's no nothing. She looked at me and said, you know, I make $7.20 here at this store. And I said, you know what broke my heart? Before they start hiring the illegals, they would get the high school kids in. The high school kids, you know, that's one thing. Folks, I used to deliver papers. I'd do anything that I could when I was younger, you know, to earn some extra money. You know, that's before you really get into the workforce out there. It's good practice. But I never complained about, well, I wasn't getting paid enough on each paper I delivered or anything else. But I said to this lady, I said, it used to break my heart to see retirees working in these McDonald's along with these high school kids. I mean, they had to run just to keep up with the kids. And I said, I don't see the high school kids, and I don't see the seniors anymore. All I see is a bunch of illegals. And I'm here to tell you, folks, word keeps getting out about Mickey D's and them hiring of the illegals. This is going to backfire on that corporation. Their profits are already hurting. And I'll tell you how I found out about how bad their profits are hurting when we get back from the break. Things aren't well in the corporate world out there. And Mickey D's, tell you what, let me tell you where you can take those French fries and put them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
From the website checkpointusa.org, and there's a section here entitled Roadblock Revelations, Exposing the Police State One Checkpoint at a Time. There is pictures. This gentleman that has this site had his own dealings with the Border Patrol agents. And he says, "This is an update to my earlier post regarding an internal Homeland Security checkpoint currently being operated on Southern Arizona State Route 86 near milepost 146. I was stopped at the checkpoint while traveling back to Tucson late in the afternoon. He videotaped the encounter," which, by the way, you can see that on checkpointusa.org. He says he was stopped at the checkpoint while traveling to Tucson. "I videotaped the encounter and have posted the 9-megabyte WMV file online so others can experience a suspicionless federal checkpoint for themselves. It can also be accessed from YouTube. It should be noted by those who live far from the border that internal suspicionless checkpoints are quickly becoming the norm, while our fundamental right to travel unmolested, absent reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing, is being routinely trampled on. Keeping in mind This checkpoint did not take place on the border. It took place inside the country over 40 miles north of the border along a regularly traveled state highway that never intersects the border at any point. After being stopped by a Border Patrol agent who wasn't actually patrolling the border, the agent refused to identify herself or her badge number while at the same time demanding to know my citizenship. Unlike local or state police, who have never given me a hard time about identifying themselves, just about every federal agent who's ever approached me in the field has refused to do so. At the last federal checkpoint I was stopped at along this route, I had to read their name tags to find out who they were. This time around, the agents weren't even wearing their name tags. To put it another way, Homeland Security agents are increasingly acting like secret police by hiding their identities from the very public they allegedly served and protect. This attitude is also pervasive when requesting documentation from Department of Homeland Security. The department routinely redacts the names of its agents, making it difficult to find out who they are, let alone hold them accountable for their actions. It's also extremely difficult to get any documentation out of the department in the first place. The DHS routinely violates the Freedom of Information Act, and the current waiting period for those few who received responsive replies is several years long. Well, by the way, let me add this. The Supreme Court has already said, without anybody bringing a case to them, way before anybody ever shuffled a piece of paper in their direction, have already said they're not going to be ruling on anything to do with the Department of Homeland Security or any other issue about the trampling of our rights here in this country. They've already stated that. So there goes your Supreme Court. They might as well pack up and go home permanently. But yet, very soon, they're going to be making a ruling on the Second Amendment. And trust me, folks, whoever the president is, if it's not Mr. Huckleberry and it's not Mr. Paul, I'll guarantee you they're going to start making moves on the Second Amendment in this country that heretofore are going to make it look like, well, just a little practice session. Now back to the story. When I asked the stopping agent whether or not I was being detained, she indicated I wasn't. When I requested to leave, however, she told me I couldn't until I answered her questions. Now that seems to be a little bit of contradiction. If you're not under arrest, then that means you're free to go, but you're not free to go until you answer their questions. Now, there's pretzel logic for you. Legally, the agents can only hold an individual for a very limited amount of time, absent reasonable suspicion. Her citizenship demands are nothing more than an attempt to create reasonable suspicion out of thin air based upon an individual's response, along with their general appearance, mannerisms, skin color, and other arbitrary profiling indicators used to build cases against individuals for further detention and investigation. Make no mistake, these federal suspicionless checkpoints are nothing more than dragnet fishing expeditions designed to intimidate and harass the traveling public. They represent a fundamental violation of our right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures and shouldn't be suffered by a free people. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court created the Fourth Amendment loophole for immigration checkpoints over 30 years ago in the United States versus Martinez. I think this is Fuente. This court case is now used as a blanket excuse for all manner of Homeland Security abuse and is helping to usher in the burgeoning American police state. As my interaction with the federal agent continued, she eventually requested that I pull my vehicle off to the side of the road and into a secondary inspection area. All the while claiming I wasn't being detained, I continued to challenge her contradiction, however, and was eventually given permission to go on my way. How very nice of her. The checkpoint included high-intensity lights with generators for night operation along with two personnel and equipment trailers. At least two additional uniformed Border Patrol agents were present along with one plainclothes individual. Given the setup, I suspect the roadblock will be in operation for several more days. This means myself along with countless other travelers will be subjected to yet another attack on our right to be left alone in the very near future. Now, folks, in this country, and I don't care if you're flying on board an aircraft, I don't care if you're traveling by train, by bus, any public transportation, even subways, you are subject to search and seizure. In this country, what they have done, aside from getting rid of habeas corpus, you know, get my butt in front of a judge now so I can have the charges read against me now, why do you think that was done? Oh, that's right. If you're a suspected terrorist or you can be held for detention, you don't get any phone calls. You don't get to tell your wife or your husband where you're at. You don't get to call your attorney. They don't have to do squat. They can hold you in detention virtually forever. This is America. And what they have done, in effect, and I'm not joking, and I'm not embellishing, and I'm not hyping, what they essentially have done is turn this in, this justice system that we had, this judicial system as it was, they've popped this inside out. You're no longer innocent until they prove you guilty. You're guilty until you prove yourself to be innocent. This is America, folks. This isn't Russia run by the KGB. This isn't East Germany run by the KRU. This is America. The assaults on Americans have been in the making for a very, very, very long time. I'm going to read you off a list as what has been done, and mostly, mind you, by executive order. And executive orders are just simply something that's penned by the president. It becomes law 60 days after he pens the executive order, if not challenged and taken off by Congress. And I even hasten to use the word Congress in relation to representative government anymore. And here's the list. 1984, the readiness exercise, 1984, that would be Rex 84, authorized by President Ronnie Reagan, allowed FEMA to implement the 10 regional government to replace state and local governments. 23 detention centers were set up for resistors, were authorized by public law, 99-570. 1984, again, Anti-Drug Abuse Act strips away many of our constitutional rights. 1989, President Bush executive order created multi-jurisdictional task forces, or the MJTF, to control the civilian population. 1989, Bush again signed the Open Skies Treaty, allowing foreign aircraft to enter the U.S. 1989, a former NASA worker saw an ammunition factory and concentration camp containing over 1,000 prisoners, men, women, and children, in a remote section of the NASA test site off State Route 607 in Hancock County, Mississippi. 1990, President Bush executive order created a Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. The 11th of November of 1990, President Bush executive order allowed United Nations battle groups into the United States. 1991, National Drug and Crime Emergency Act allows the president to suspend the Constitution and declare martial law. In April of 91, a 23-man BATF team raided the home of Dell Knudsen outside of Colville, Washington. The BATF raided the home of John Lawmaster in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm just giving you little examples here. Fort Dix, let me keep dropping down here. A lot of these incidents were with the BATF, and it is a long list. Let me drop down here. 93, BATF agents destroyed the home of Janice Hart in Portland, Oregon, in a case of mistaken identity. Same year, a 12-man FBI SWAT team attacked the home of Rusty Hardenberg in Ohio and confiscated his computers used in his bulletin board service. BATF agents attacked the Branch Davidian Church and residents of Mount Carmel near Waco, Texas. On the 28th of February of 93, four agents at six Branch Davidians were killed. The FBI took over and brought in Army and National Guard personnel. The equipment included it gives a list of the equipment. We know what was brought in. Crime Control Act of 1993 attacks hate crimes, child abuse, use of cash, privacy, the criminal terrorism, intended to control free speech, protesters, demonstrations, and criticism of our government. More than 20 federal law enforcement agents, including armed U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Bureau of Land Management personnel, invaded the ranch of Paul and Rosie Berger, their ages 84 and 91, respectively, near Sand Springs, Montana, for allegedly poisoning an eagle. U.S. Marshals, and again in 93, and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers personnel invaded the farm of Ed Jacobson in Fulton, California, for allegedly disrupting a vernal pool, whatever a vernal pool is. The Presidio of San Francisco, again in 93, military reservation was made a national park. Mikhail Gorbachev established the Gorbachev Foundation office there to oversee U.S. military base closings and environmental issues. The former president of Russia, folks, over here dismantling our defense. And again in 93, a German freighter docked at Gulfport, Mississippi, and offloaded 540 Russian military vehicles, which then were taken to Airmar Resource Facility at Saucere, Mississippi. I remember that incident well. 1994, U.S. and Russian personnel conducted Arctic rescue training exercises at Fort Richard. The list goes on and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with this. One of these things that really sticks out at me, and remember President Clinton back in 94 issued a Presidential Decision Directive 25. Well, this was what Michael knew. Remember Michael knew? The guy that they said, well, you're going to be a U.N. Stooge, you're going to wear a little beanie or a little armband, and we're going to send you over to Macedonia. This brave young man said, no, you're not. I'm not operating under a form of command. I am a United States Army soldier, and I am not going to be working under a foreign command. Well, the proceedings took place, and, well, the public was never told what Presidential Decision Directive 25 was. Well, that allowed the president to transfer the U.S. military forces to the United Nations. Let's skip down here again. I'm not going to bore you with all the atrocities here, and I've got pages and pages of them. One of the other things, and this has come up recently. I saw this on InfoWars the other day. It was the issue, about the 29 Palms. Now, remember back in 94 that a combat arms survey conducted at the United States Marine Corps base 29 Palms, California, by Lieutenant Commander Guy Cunningham. The participants were asked 46 questions, including whether they would kill U.S. citizens who refused to surrender their guns. Folks, just fast forward to today. Homeland Security 1 and 2. They're trying desperately to defend waterboarding. The latest deal on this, and forgive me, I have the story in my other computer, my laptop, which is powerless right now, so I can't bring up the story. But I'll just give you the highlights of it. For the first time, it was admitted under testimony the other day in front of Congress. We did use waterboarding in 2004 or 2005 and I think 2006. But, this is not a practice that we condone. You know, the Pentagon doesn't have the authority to do it. But, you know, if really necessary, we'll go to the president to ask permission, or we'll ask the United States Attorney General for a dispensational case that will skirt around the waterboarding. I mean, folks, this is illegal according to the rules of warfare, the Geneva Convention. But it's expedient. You know, it's just as expedient as a cop nowadays pulling you over for a ticket, and if you look at him wrong, he pulls out a taser and electrocutes your butt right alongside the road. This is the new paradigm for these people. Don't cooperate, we'll torture your butt. Get in line, you slug. Pay attention, I'm authority, I'm the law. And I'll remind you once again how thin that blue line really is. Really is. You know, the only reason why you police out there is acceptable is because we, the citizenry, allow you to do your job. You are working for us. You're not working for the state. You're not working for the Fed. You are working, and we pay your salaries. Remember that. You know, folks, I can't tell you how many countless times I've gotten the horror stories from people about being pulled over by some clown that barely fits into his uniform, not because he's fat, because this buck is strong enough he could bench press a house if necessary. And they get out with their black BDUs and their bloused up boots and their little combat hats, standing there with their hands on their weapons, sticking their face in yours, just doing the intimidation routine. See, I'm supposed to respect that kind of authority. In a pig's eye. No pun intended. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. I've had more than a week to sit around and just digest and just reflect and to think. And I'll tell you what, I don't know why my blood pressure, I don't know why I'm not squirting blood out of the top of my head right now, because my blood pressure's up. And it's been up for a while. And I see all this game playing going on. I see the destruction of this country economically, politically, socially, morally, ethically, any which way that you can describe a nation failing. We're it. We're the poster child for it. Look in the dictionary of failed nations. You're going to see a map of the USA right there. And if that's not bad enough, they're not done with us yet. We will have our economic crash here. We will have the integration into the North American Union. You are going to be a global citizen whether you like it or not. And if they have to do it at the point of a gun, so be it. The taskmasters don't care. If they did care, they would protect freedom and liberty. But that's not what these people are about. They're about power and control. Let me take a break before I pop something here. 800-313-9443. Are you mad as I am? If you're not, you're already dead.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Richard in Texas. Hello, Richard.
doing, John?
Hi.
I'd just like to confirm to you about the checkpoints that Border Patrol runs. I used to live in southeast Arizona, close to the border, Cochise County.
Mm-hmm.
Their checkpoints are set up. I know of one particularly. It's 20 miles in from the border. There's another one set up. I believe it's still there because I haven't been there in a few years now. But there's another one set up right outside of Tombstone. These checkpoints are at random, just as you described, with high-intensity lights. Homeland Security is something new now. It never used to be that way, but that must be something new that they've put in process. But it is a fact. But the problem is, I can show you 10 different ways how to get around the checkpoints.
Well, you know, when they had checkpoints set up before, remember the drunk driving checkpoints that
they had? Yeah.
And this was before it was even legal to do it, and then the Supreme Court rubber stamped it.
Sure.
The only thing that you'd have to do is do a U-turn or jump off the exit, and they would always do this. They'd always make sure that there was an exit before their checkpoint, and they would grab you immediately if you jumped off of that exit.
Sure. This is just back in around 2000, what the Border Patrol tried to do was when they would stop you, they would try and run a dog around your car.
Right.
Which is a violation.
Well, and I just explained this to my 17-year-old that has this penchant for going to friends' houses and returning at 1 o'clock in the morning. I told him, I said, look, I said, do you know what you're facing out there? I said, if you get pulled over by the police, I said, once you give them your papers,
mm-hmm.
Then they'll ask you if you have any guns or drugs or any paraphernalia in your car. If you say no, the question they'll then ask you, well, do you mind if we look? And if you say no, what they'll immediately do is detain you, call the canine unit, and they'll do the walk around on your car.
Sure, sure. Things have really digressed very radically from when I was there and when I worked there and lived there. Things have really digressed we always hear this phrase of police state. Well, it is a police state because the feds own all local law enforcement. I hate to use that term law enforcement because you're not supposed to be law enforcement.
That's right. You're supposed to be peace officers.
Yes. And they own them. And one of the way they own them is by going into this any agency, particularly a sheriff's department that I know of. And what they say is if you want new officers, we will give you the grant money. If you do not, but once you take the grant money, you are owned.
Mm-hmm.
And this country is slowly slipping. I shouldn't say slowly anymore. We're fast becoming a police state, and we're just going to all be treated as second-class citizens.
Well, just wait until January of next year, until either McCain or Hillary Clinton or Obama is in there.
Because, I understand what you're saying.
Because they're all gun grabbers.
Oh.
At least Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas is coming out. And if you've noticed, he's been changing his campaign rhetoric. He wants to dump the IRS now. And he's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Talk
is cheap, though.
Yeah, you got that right, Richard. Oh, hey,
right.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
right,
your
John.
Call. Mike and Lou, hang on. I'll get your calls as well. We'll take the top of the hour break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after this.
With